As attention is focused on military action in Iraq, the U.S. still has some 10,000 troops on a very dangerous mission in Afghanistan. Just last week, coalition forces operating in the east of the country were ambushed by soldiers armed with machine guns and bombs. The Army says no Americans were injured in the battle that followed. Five of the attackers were killed. The incident is a reminder of the military's ongoing commitment in Afghanistan. NPR's David Mulpis reports on how some of the soldiers stationed there and their families are faring.
With the U.S. on the brink of war with Iraq, little attention has been focused lately on U.S. military activities in Afghanistan. Soldiers there sometimes wonder if they've been forgotten.
You know, we kid around that, hey, we're still here, and, you know, wonder if folks remember back home.
That's Lieutenant Colonel Robert Sendler, a reservist who's a veterinarian and county commissioner back home in Florida. He's been in Afghanistan the last 5 months, part of a civil affairs unit that's been coordinating the building of roads, water wells, schools, and health clinics. One clinic alone in Mazar-e-Sharif has treated more than 200,000 patients, and officials say it's needed today as much as when it was opened last year. Colonel Sendler, who spoke with us from Kabul, says the Afghan experience provides a window into what may be required in a post-war Iraq.
Well, you got to be patient, and you've got to realize that there's a tremendous lack of resources here, plus the country's been so ravaged by war, and the country, by its nature, it's very mountainous. The road structure throughout the country makes it difficult to reach out and unite the country.
A spokesman for U.S. Central Command boasts about how safe it generally is in Afghan cities. Bombs go off periodically, but most attacks seem to be isolated and unorganized without any particular political purpose. However, Army intelligence operators say there are indications terrorists plan to intensify attacks in Afghanistan if there is a war with Iraq. Carrie Ann Brzezinski could be right in the middle of that. She's a first lieutenant with the 82nd Airborne at Bagram Air Base, just north of the capital. Brzezinski is a company commander in charge of maintaining equipment at the base, but the job involves a lot more.
I usually have the privilege of dealing with soldier issues and getting to take care of my troops, whether it's for a negative reason, like they have a loss of a loved one at home, or if, like for instance today, I got to reenlist two soldiers.
Like Lieutenant Colonel Sendler, Lieutenant Brzezinski says the hardest thing about being in Afghanistan is the separation from her family. Her mother, Michelle Mormon, lives in Sarasota, Florida, but communicates often with her soldier daughter through email.
She asks me to send her food. Mom, send me tuna fish, send me chocolate, send me something that I can, you know, munch on while I'm at work, because she works long hours.
The Mormons also have a son-in-law in the Army. He's in Special Forces, and for security reasons, they can't talk about what he's doing at the moment. Carrie Ann Brzezinski's stepfather, Kelly, says the family strongly believes in what the U.S. has done in Afghanistan and may do in Iraq.
We're certainly not in favor of war in general. No one is, especially if we have, you know, two kids who may be involved in it. But if that's what we have to do to fulfill our responsibilities as a nation and our obligations to our own security and others, well, then that's what has to be done.
This is a very patriotic family with a long connection to the military and a strong faith. Still, that doesn't stop them from worrying. Again, Kelly Mormon.
Carrie Ann is a very capable person and wants to make sure that she bites off as much as she can chew. That's sometimes difficult for a parent because sometimes you bite off a lot.
Lieutenant Brzezinski says she's doing as much physical fitness training as time allows, keeping her guard up and trying to make sure no one in her company gets complacent. David Mulpis, NPR News.